Masechus Bechoros, Perek Hamish Negemum, full Perek Hamish Nevov. We already learnt that if a Kohen receives a Bechor, a firstborn animal, and that animal has a wound on it, as long as it is a type of wound which would invalidate it from being brought up as a Korban, the Kohen is allowed to slaughter it as regular meat and eat it. However, this is only the case if the wound happened by itself. However, if the Kohen intentionally gave the animal a wound, that's certainly forbidden. He's effectively wounding and invalidating a korban. And because of that, if he intentionally gave the animal a wound, then midrabbanan, we give him a penalty, and he would not be able to slaughter the animal as a result of that wound which he intentionally gave the animal. The beginning of this Mishnah discusses the exact nature of this penalty midrabbanan, and the Mishnah tells us that Tsurim b'ezen habachor. If a Kohen injures, there's a discussion what exactly the word Tsurim means. Either it means that he made a cut, or he made a hole in the ear of his firstborn animal. This is just an example of a wound which he gave the firstborn animal. The animal can never be slaughtered, even if it later develops a wound by itself. That's the opinion of Rabbi Eliezer, who understands that the nature of this penalty which we are giving him is a sort of punishment. Because you tried to permit the animal illegally, so you're never going to be able to eat that animal. On the other hand, when a different additional wound will develop on that animal, then he is permitted to slaughter the animal based on that additional wound. And not only that, the Gemara adds that when this person, this particular Kohen, dies, his inheritors will be able to slaughter the animal immediately, because at the end of the day, the animal has a wound. According to the Chachomim, the only reason why one is forbidden to slaughter the animal after intentionally giving it a wound is based on the rule of Inachote Niskar. One who sins is not supposed to benefit from that particular sin which he did. And because of that, the Rabbanim said that we're going to give this sort of penalty to the one who gave the wound, that we need to make sure that he himself will not benefit from that wound, from that Avera which he did by giving the animal a wound. But it follows that if a different wound develops, then he certainly is able to slaughter the animal based on that additional wound. Maisa, there was a story which once happened, Bezocher Shodr Chelim, with a male sheep, Zokain, an old sheep, an old ram, Osorim Aduldol, and its hair was dangling. This was a sheep which was a firstborn, and the Beis HaMikdosh no longer stood, so the animal had to be left until it developed a wound by itself. But this ram didn't develop a wound, and that's why it ended up being a very old ram with long hair, because it couldn't be sheared. So there was a tremendous amount of wool on that animal, and it couldn't be slaughtered for its meat. And Ro'a Kastor Echod, one particular Roman official, saw this animal, Omar Mativir Shalzeh, and he said, well, what is the reason for this strange appearance of the ram? Omruloi, people told him, Bechorhu, it's a firstborn animal, and it cannot be slaughtered unless it has a wound. And upon hearing this, Notal Pigyon, the Roman official, took some sort of dagger or spear with two blades, the Tzoram Be'oznoi, and he made a cut or a hole in the firstborn's ear. And this story came in front of the Chachomim, v'hitiruhu, and they said that the animal is permitted. This Roman understood that only if a wound develops by itself would the animal be permitted. He probably figured that out, because if that wasn't the case, then somebody would have given it a wound already in order to slaughter the animal. So he realized that it must be that it is only permitted if the wound develops by itself, which is indeed generally the case. And therefore, when he gave the animal a wound, he wasn't intending to permit that animal via giving the wound. He was just giving it a wound. And because he was not intending to permit it for the Jews, the Chachamim therefore said that it's as if it came by itself, so it's permitted. And then at that point, Rashi Tiro, this Roman general, saw that the Chachamim permitted the animal based on what he did. And then he went and started giving other firstborn animals wounds in their ears. And this time it's very clear that he was doing it for the good of the Jews. He now knew that by giving the wound, that would permit the animal, and that's why he was doing it, but therefore, because of that, the Chachamim forbade this, because it can no longer be looked upon as if it came to the animal by itself. On a similar note, Pam Achas Hoyutinoikos Masach Kin Basodeh, there was once a time where children were playing in the field, and what was the game that they were playing? V'koshu Zanvois Teloim Zelozeh. They were tying the tails of different sheep together, as one does. The Nivsikos Novish Lechel Mehem. And one of the sheep's tails was cut off when they were pulling away from each other. And it emerged that the Harehu Bechor, that animal, was a firstborn animal. And this story came in front of the Chachomim, Vehetiru. And they said that the animal is now permitted to be eaten because they didn't intend to give it a wound. But at that point, the children decided to make some more fun out of their game, and Roshay Tiru. They saw that the Chachomim permitted this Bechor animal as a result of their game. The whole of the Koshu's animals Bechor Zachirim. So they went and they found lots of other firstborn animals and tied their tails together. And indeed, the same thing happened. They pulled at each other and some of their tails came off. But at this point, since it was the intention of the children to do this, Vasoru, the Chachomim forbade the firstborn animals from being slaughtered based on these wounds. Zaklol, this is the rule. Kol Shu L'daitai, any wound which is inflicted on the animal with the knowledge of the owner, or the one who is doing it intends to give it a wound in order that it would be permitted, also it's forbidden to slaughter the animal based on that wound. Vishaloi L'daitai. But if it's not done with all of that knowledge and intent, then Mutter would be permitted to slaughter the animal based on that wound which has been given. Mishadalet, Ho'ebuchor Roidfoy, if a firstborn animal was chasing after a human being, it was quite dangerous, and in order to make the animal back off, Uva Otoy, the person turned around and kicked the animal, also by Mum, and by doing so, he managed to give a wound to the animal, which invalidated it from being brought as a korban. The Mishnah says, Harzei Yishchetalov, he is permitted to slaughter the animal based on the wound which it has, since it's very clear, given on the scenario, that he was not giving it a wound because it was a firstborn and he was trying to intend to permit it. As long as it is clear that this is indeed the case. Any wound which is fitting to come via a person, as opposed to being a natural blemish, for example, it has an extra leg, or another type of natural blemish which will be mentioned in the next perek. If it is a wound which could have come by a person, a shepherd of a Kohen who himself is not a Kohen, he's a Yisraeli or a Levi, he's not a Kohen, he's considered to be trustworthy to say that the wound happened by itself. The shepherd would have been the one who was with the animal the whole time, and if he claims that he didn't give it a wound intentionally, then we'll certainly believe him, because he hasn't got any motivation to lie and to make up that it happened by itself when really he did it himself. However, the Reim Koyanim, a shepherd who is a Koyan himself, Einon Emonim, they are not trustworthy because there is certainly a suspicion over here that they will intentionally give a wound to the animal, and then it will become permitted to eat, and the owner of that animal will give this shepherd, the Koyan, the animal for him to eat. If it needs to be bought as a korban, so it's a much greater effort for the Koyan. But if it does not need to be bought as a korban and it can be bought as regular meat, so the owner of the animal, perhaps out of gratitude to his shepherd, to his worker, he's going to choose to give the animal to him. So that this particular kohen can be the one to benefit from the meat of this bechor animal. And because of that likelihood, the shepherd is suspected of intentionally giving it a wound, and therefore he's not trusted if he claims that it happened by itself. And the truth is, even if the owner of the animal himself is a Koyain, and therefore he's able to keep the animal himself, so there's no way he would give it to the shepherd, even then, the shepherd is not trustworthy, since over here there is a suspicion that he might have intentionally given the animal a wound, and he's going to lie about it, and he's got an agreement with the owner that next time the shepherd receives a firstborn animal from somebody, he might intentionally give it a wound, and this Koyain will testify for him. And say that he knows that it happened by itself, he saw it happen by itself. They might lie for each other, and because the shepherd is suspected, he would not be trustworthy regarding this wound. Rav Shimon Gamliel says, Ne'emon hu'al shel chaveiroi, a person is believed regarding somebody else's firstborn animal. Ve'ein ne'emon al shel atzmai, a kohen is only not believed regarding his own firstborn animal. Rav Shimon Gamliel is not so concerned about the Tanakama's suspicion. And he's only concerned regarding a Kohen's own animal that he's going to come to give it a wound in order to immediately benefit from being able to slaughter it and eat its meat. Rav Meir says, and at first glance this seems to be very similar to the first opinion of the Mishnah, Hechosh do ladovar, one who is suspected regarding a particular matter, a particular area of law, Leidonav le'meidoi, may not be a judge or a witness regarding that matter. He's considered to be totally untrustworthy regarding anything to do with that law. The Gemara explains that, according to Meir, even if two other Kohanim who have not got any connection with the owner, they come and testify that they know that the wound happened by itself, they come as two regular witnesses, even in that case they would be invalid according to Meir, whereas according to the Tanakhama, the first opinion, in that case they would be trustworthy because the concerns which we mentioned earlier on in the Mishnah don't exist regarding other random people. Mishnah Hey, Ne'eman HaKohen Lomar, a Kohen is trustworthy to say, Her'esi b'chor zeh, I showed this firstborn animal to an expert in order for him to inspect that it has a wound, which indeed invalidates it from being bought as a korban, and thereby permits it to be eaten as regular meat. And the expert said, Uval mumhu, that indeed it does have a wound. As long as the Kohen has witnesses to say that he didn't give the animal the wound himself, he would be permitted to slaughter that animal without first getting it checked by an additional expert. Even though he certainly has invested interest in what he just said, so we wouldn't usually believe such a person who's involved in the case directly. And therefore, even if we have witnesses to say that the wound happened by itself, we need to check it with an expert first to check that it's actually a wound. Over here, we believe his own statement, since he's not suspected of slaughtering a firstborn animal which doesn't have a wound outside of the Beis HaMikdash as regular meat. If you think about it, if it does not have a wound, it's considered to be a korban. One who eats a korban outside of the Beis HaMikdash as a regular meat is liable to the very severe punishment of koreis, being, so to speak, cut off from Hashem, and therefore no kohen is suspected of lying regarding that. They're only suspected of intentionally giving it a wound, which on a Torah level would actually permit the animal to be eaten. Alright, continues the Mishnah, HaKol Ne'on Amun Me'amaiser, anybody is believed regarding a wound on a Meiser Behema animal. Meiser Behema is a tithe, the tenth of one's animals, which he needs to separate from the animals which are born each year and bring it as a korban. But if the animal develops a wound, then it can be eaten as regular meat, even by the owner himself who separated the tithe. And over here, the Mishnah is telling us that he's even believed regarding the wound itself to claim that it happened by itself. And the reason for this is because technically, the person would be able to escape from the entire obligation of Maaser Behema in a way which is permitted according to the strict letter of the law. And that is, before he separates the 10% of his animals, he can go around to all of the animals and give them a little wound. None of the animals yet have the status of Maaser Behema, so now when he comes to separate 10% of the animals, they'll become Maaser Behema, but automatically they'll be permitted for him to eat as regular meat without being bought as a korban. So since he's able to escape this obligation in a permitted way, he's not suspected of violating a prohibition of giving an animal which is supposed to be a Maaser Behema korban, of giving that animal a wound which is forbidden. Right, now although until now we've assumed that if a bechor, a firstborn animal, develops a wound, then before it can be slaughtered, it needs to be checked by an expert, a specially appointed expert, in order to ascertain whether it is indeed a sufficient enough wound to invalidate it from being bought as a korban. The question is, what about very obvious wounds? Bechor shenismeis einoi, a firstborn animal whose eye became blind. Shenikta oyodoi, or one of its front legs got cut off. Shenishbra ragloi, or one of its back legs got broken. In this case, the animal can be slaughtered based on the decision and the ruling of three members of the shul, meaning three regular non-experts are sufficient to make up a, so to speak, based in and rule that it is permitted. Although it should be noted that the Gemara says this is only in a case where an expert is not available. If an expert is available, then this would not be a valid way of permitting the animal. Rabbi Yossi says, "Afilu yeshom esrim shaloisha, even if there is a beisdin of 23 judges, which is known as a Sanhedrin Ketana, so this is a very significant beisdin, court of law, however, if none of them are a expert who's been appointed regarding permitting firstborn animals, then lo yishochet, the animal cannot be slaughtered el al pi mumche, except for by the ruling of an expert." Mishnah Vav, Ashrichet is HaBachor, one who slaughters a firstborn animal, a Kohen who slaughters the animal, or Mochoroi, and he sells the meat to other people. Even non-Koyanim are permitted to eat the meat of a firstborn who has developed a wound, at least according to Beis Hillel, as we learned earlier on in the Masechta. So he sold this meat to others, and after that, v'noda shloha ohu, it became known that he had not shown the animal to an expert before slaughtering it. Says the Mishnah, Masha ochlu ochlu, that which the buyers have eaten already, they've eaten. That's been done already, but he is still obligated to refund them on the entire amount of money which they paid him, even for the amount that they have already eaten. And the meat which they have not yet eaten, the meat needs to be buried, in case there was not a wound which invalidating it from being bought as a korban. And he needs to give them back the money corresponding to that amount of meat as well. Similarly, one who slaughters a regular cow, not a firstborn, and he then sells the meat of that cow, a regular butcher, nothing to do with a firstborn, and after he sold the meat, it became known that that animal was a trefa. It had an internal wound which made it forbidden to be eaten. And we're talking about a type of trefa which was obviously a trefa, and therefore the one who sold the meat should have known. And the assumption is that he did know, and therefore he's punished. So masha ochlu ochlu, that which the buyers have eaten already, they've eaten, and he needs to give them a refund for the full amount which they paid for that amount of meat. And the meat which they have not yet eaten, they need to give back that meat which has not yet been eaten to the seller. In this case, it's permitted for him to benefit from that meat. Unlike in the previous part of the Mishnah, where it was a firstborn animal and therefore forbidden to benefit from. And once again, he needs to refund them for the full amount of money which they paid for that part of the meat as well. Now what happens if the buyers, instead of eating part of the meat, they sold it to non-Jews, or they gave it to the dogs, so they did benefit somewhat from the trefa animal. Instead of them giving back the meat to the seller, which they would have had to do, but they can no longer do that because they sold it on or they gave it to the dogs. Instead of that, they should pay him the value of the trefa animal, how much they would have received from the non-Jew, or how much that was worth when they fed it to the dogs. And he will pay them back the money which they paid him, which is obviously a higher amount of money, because it was meat which is permitted to be eaten.